Mike Owen Beachin on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Time for the Big Country Not So Hollywood Squares. Dave and Eric, contestant number one, contestant number two, you are my first ever contestants on the Big Country Not So Hollywood Squares. Do you know how the game played?
Well, I think we're both guaranteed winners then, aren't we?
Well, you guys want to go together at the concert? That's up to you. I mean, I'm not judging. You guys do what you want. You guys do what you want. So a pair of tickets is up for grabs. Here's how the game is played. All your favorite KTWB personalities are up on the board. Chris and Doc, Chris Calhoun, Tom Mitchell, Cindy Rippey, and yes, even I somehow found a way to ask myself a question. Okay? You can either agree or disagree with what they say. Depending on if you're right, you'll get the square. Whoever has the most squares at the end is going to win. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Dave, since you are contestant number one, you get the choose of the board. You get the choice of the board. Go ahead.
I'm going to take Chris and Doc.
Chris and Doc, the center square. How are you guys doing?
It's good to be here tonight. Thanks,
Robbie. Thank you for inviting us.
I'm glad you guys could be here. Usually you're asleep by now. All right, here's your question. Back in 2003, Gary Allen said that this man would be the best governor ever because he's not driven by money. Who is he talking about?
Who is Jesus Christ?
I don't think you need to phrase it in the form of a question.
Okay, what was the year again?
2003.
Okay.
I say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. That's my answer, too. Good one.
Dave, do you agree or disagree with Chris and Doc?
They're saying Donald Trump?
They're saying Donald Trump.
I'm going to agree.
Nope. The actual answer is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry. Eric, you have control of the board.
How about we go for you then?
Robbie Owens, the night guy on Big Country. How are you, sir? Very good, Robbie. How are you? Oh, I'm great. I'm hosting and I'm on the show. This is great. I'm pulling double duty here. Question for you, Robbie. Okay, Robbie, fire away. In an interview with Larry King, Gary Allen was asked if a certain two popular female country singers were, quote, country, unquote. And Gary answered with, no, they were not. Who were the two female country singers Gary said was not country music? Believe it or not, Robbie, I've only seen Larry King once in my entire life. This is the one episode I watched with Gary Allen on there. The two female country singers Gary Allen's referring to are Billy Ray Cyrus and Rascal Flatts. No. The two female country artists he referred to as not country, Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood. Eric, do you agree or disagree?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard. I agree with the Taylor Swift. I don't know about the one, and if it's... I'm going to agree with you.
That's absolutely right. In the interview, Gary Allen said Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood were not considered country music in his eyes. All right, Dave, time to catch up.
All right.
Time to catch up, Dave.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Let's go, Cindy.
The lovely Miss Cindy Rippey, afternoon personality and queen of Big Country 92.5.
Hello.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Answer me this one quick question, all right? Okay? True or false, Gary Allen wrote his hit song, Nothing On But the Radio, naked in front of a fireplace, drunk on Jack Daniel's whiskey.
That's false. No, he was naked, drunk, and in my bed, not in front of a fireplace.
You can't control Cindy Rippey. Do you agree or disagree, Dave? It's false. Is it false or true? True or false?
She's saying that he was on her bed.
You know, she's saying that it's false that he was on her bed, but she's just going with false. So do you agree that it's false or is it true? Did Gary Allen really write Nothing On But the Radio naked in front of a fireplace drunk on Jack Daniel's whiskey?
I'm going to say agree again. He did.
Dave, this is not your game, my man. This is not your game.
I disagree, I mean.
All right. Congratulations goes out to Eric. You're going to see Gary Allen Saturday, June 14th.
All right.
Listen, Dave, listen, you're not going away empty-handed. I'm going to hook you up with
Come
Gary
on.
Allen.
I got to get tickets for this.
I'm going to hook you up. You're not going to go away empty-handed, all right? Congratulations, Eric. Well, this town has...